putting the you in community radio for 85 years. Right now. WCLO Janesville Beloit.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are honored to be joined at this time via telephone with the longtime Hollywood actress, Tina Louise. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, thanks for taking some time to visit with the... I know you're visiting with a lot of stations across the country. And
yes, I am.
We appreciate you stopping off here in Wisconsin for just a little bit. I was really surprised when I got the notice to say, you know, after all these years, Tina Louise is still out there, still acting in Hollywood, and you've got a new project.
No, not in Hollywood, in New York.
In New York, I'm sorry.
On location.
On location, and a new project that that you're involved with, which actually releases today, correct?
Yeah, it's coming out on DVD today.
Yeah. Late Phases, Night of the Lone Wolf. Sounds a little creepy, and I guess it is a little creepy.
It's a story about a blind Vietnam vet, and that's why I participated in it. And my part was very enjoyable, and as I'm very sympathetic to soldiers and what they go through, I wanted to be a part of it. I enjoyed my improvisational moments working in it. I saw no wolves on location.
Okay, well you were spared the I watched the screener they sent me, so I'm a little bit familiar with the film. You play alongside a couple of other female cast members as you're just kind of residents.
We're the greeters. We're the greeters for the soldier.
Uh-huh, okay.
And they took a different slant than I did, but my slant got cut out because the director did not want the audience to be too sympathetic to the soldier. But I didn't agree with the other two ladies or the writing, and I just, you know, said what I thought. They said they thought he was violent. I said I didn't think he was. I thought he might be angry, having fought for his country.
Interesting. Because as I watch it and as people watch it, I guess you could come, now that you say that, I guess you could come away with either take. But I...
Yeah, but I came out and said it.
And that was not as well received as you would have hoped.
Exactly.
Well, Tina, what is it like?
But my prayer was in. He left the prayer in. Lucky for him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have come after him.
Well, it's an interesting movie for people to watch.
It is. It got a great review in the New York Times.
It is. You know, again, this it certainly makes you feel. Again, I think some of the anger, some of the pent up emotion that a veteran would have, particularly as they're getting into the later stages of their life, and then it mixes in sort of this mystery. I don't want to give too much away because I want people to see it, but sort of this mystery element. But there's a series of deaths that occur at the complex that he's living in that ultimately carried the storyline through. But what is it like working today in film as opposed to working in film 40 years ago?
I'll tell you the difference is they encourage improvisation much more so, which is very exciting. There was a lot of there was improvisation in Late Phases in many, many scenes. And also in Tapestry, there was even more improvisation. Scenes that I didn't even know I was going to do. That's with Tapestry is being edited now. It's with Stephen Baldwin.
Oh.
And Burt Young from Rocky, you know?
Yeah, and that's due out when?
Yeah. From what I understand, next December.
Okay. Well, good. We'll look forward to more Tina Louise.
Yeah.
That is absolutely amazing. The film coming out today on DVD and Blu-ray, did that have a theatrical release or not?
It did.
Okay.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, we had it here in New York, and at a theater downtown.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's interesting to say the least, and I'm assuming that whenever they come out that way now, you can buy it on Amazon and all those typical places as opposed to movie, you know, like there are no Blockbusters anymore, but whatever the current video store is, you can probably find it.
I don't know. I don't buy them because I'm a member of the Motion Picture Academy, and I get every single film because I have to vote on them.
So were you a part then of voting on this year's Academy Awards?
Absolutely, every year. Yeah, once you're in, you're in.
Once you're in, you're in. So how many of the top winners there were ones that you selected yourself?
Well, I voted for Julianne Moore, and I voted for The Theory of Everything for him, for Ed,
mm-hmm.
and they won. Very excited about the screenwriter who wrote The Imitation Game. I thought his speech was quite incredible. Do you remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. Well, it's exciting. It's exciting to talk with you. And I would be remiss, Tina, if I didn't mention, which people that recognize the name probably associate it with Ginger on Gilligan, Ginger Grant character on Gilligan's Island. Which I think really puts your name out there in a lot of people's minds. But fascinating to know that you have done a lot of stuff since then. I note the Stepford Wives. I note one of the things that got by me entirely was that you co-starred in a film with Brad Pitt back in the 90s.
Right, the Blue Suede Shoes. Yeah, that was.
And that was really...
We did that in New York. Yeah, that was...
My thinking is that was before Brad Pitt's name was a household name, was it not?
He was, you know, he was fantastic in it. And it was during a period when Miramax, they were just, you know, kind of growing, and mm-hmm. they didn't really have the money for TV advertising, but it was a very, very good film, very interesting. Tom DiCello was the director of that.
It would be another good film for people to look up and take a look at, as well as Late Phases, Night of the Lone Wolf, which you can find now on DVD and Blu-ray. Tina Louise, I know you have a bunch of other stations to get to. Thanks for visiting with us for just a couple of minutes this morning. Thanks for all the enjoyment and all the entertainment. And thanks for, I know sometimes it probably gets in the way of things that you try to accomplish, but there's a whole lot of people in my generation that I think I can speak on behalf of when I say thank you for the joy and the fun and the whatever of the role of Ginger Grant in Gilligan's Island as well.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Tina. Be well, stay well. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right. There you go, gang. Tina Louise. It's Late Phases, Night of the Lone Wolf. It is Dark Sky Pictures, available on DVD and Blu-ray. Probably look it up on Amazon.com if you're interested.